Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bible to Luke, the 8th chapter. In verse 11, it says, the seed is the word of God. You know, Jesus was talking about, and you can read it in verse 4 on down, but the parable of the sower. And it said, a sower went out, in verse 5, to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on a rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop, a hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And then we just read in verse 11, now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. We need to just remember that. The seed is the word of God. In Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 22, it says, seed time and harvest. As the earth remains, there will be planting of the word and the harvest of that word. Plant the revelation of the word. You know, in Joshua, the first chapter, in verse 8, 7 and 8, it's such a scripture that I know for years and years, that was so kind of ingrained in me. In Joshua, the first chapter, verse 7 and 8, it says, only be strong and very courageous. Wow. I mean, you're going to have to be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all that the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. When you do those things, you're going to have to be strong and courageous. Amen? It says that. Do not turn from it from the right hand or the left hand that you may prosper, have success wherever you go. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Wow. The word of God shall not depart from your mouth. Such an awesome, you know, when you stop and you just think about it, the word of God shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. You're supposed to be thinking about it. You're supposed to be contemplating. You're supposed to be meditating on the word day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For when you make all your ways will be prosperous, and then you shall have good success. You know, I don't know very many people that don't want to have success. They don't want to have good success. Here's the formula to have good success. Amen? We have to give to produce. We have to plant the word, then it will come the harvest. Remember what it said in Genesis, the 8th chapter. Seed time and harvest remain. In Job, the 22nd chapter, it says, acquaint thyself with him. Acquaint yourself with him. How? Acquaint thyself with his word. Receive the law, the word, from his mouth, and lay up the words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, what will happen? It says in verse 24, then you will have, when you lay up the word in your heart, then you will have gold as dust and gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Praise God. I mean, when you lay the word of God up in your heart, these things are going to happen. And in Psalms 112, verses 1 through 3, I didn't give all the scriptures to Sally, but because she was gone, then I was gone. And so anyway, but Psalms 112, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." How did verse 3 come about? By taking the word seed and putting it in your heart. And as a result of putting the word seed or the word in your heart, this man was able to bring wealth and riches into the house. The word, the seed of the word, remember the scripture, the seed is the word. The word seed is what controls all forms of increase in our life. Anything we do is controlled by the word. We have to plant the word seed. This precedes any other planting. Before you can plant anything else, you have to plant the seed. We talk about sowing money. I mean, there's a lot of preachers out there said, sow into this ministry, sow into this, do this. Amen? Before you do any of that, you've got to sow the word. If you don't plant the word, in other words, planting the word is getting the revelation. Getting the revelation. If you don't do that, it doesn't do any good. You've got to get a revelation. You've got to meditate on the word. How do we get a revelation of the word? We meditate on it. We study it. We meditate. And when you meditate, wow, boom, you get a revelation. You know, sometimes we read the scripture over and over and over, and all of a sudden we read it, and we're praying about it, and we're thinking about it. And the light goes off, or comes on, excuse me, not goes off. The light comes on, and we get a revelation of what God has been telling us. It's a good place. Nandy, you want to share about these emails you've been trying to get everybody in touch with? I'm blessed. She just sends them all to me all the time. You know. Anyway, it's a way to pray the scriptures and pray the prayers and get a revelation of the word. That's what it's talking about. Getting a revelation. You got to plant the seed. Have to get a revelation of the word of God. In Genesis, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2, we know this story. Abraham heard the word, then he acted on it, and he became prosperous. He prospered. And in Psalms, the 35th chapter, in verse 27, it says, pleasure in prosperity of his servant. Pleasure in the prosperity in the Hebrew is shalom. Prosperity is shalom. What does shalom mean? Peace, prosperity, well-being, completeness, and wholeness. I mean, that's what God wants for each one of us, to have all of those things, to be prosperous. You know, our Western mentality brain, what do you think when you say prosper? Money. Or is it just me? But that's not, in the Hebrew, that's not what it's saying. That's not what it means. It means, the Hebrew word is shalom. In other words, pleasure in shalom of his servant. And shalom means peace, prosperity, that's well-being, completeness, and wholeness. I mean, all of those things. Nothing missing. Praise God. That's what, when you get the word of God, and you get the revelation of the word of God, you're going to prosper. You're going to have shalom. You're going to have wellness, wholeness, peace. Praise God. It's not just about finances. To prosper in your body is health. To prosper in your soul is soundness. To prosper in your spirit, in your soul is soundness and spiritual, etc. and etc. and etc. You go on and on and on. In Psalms 45, verse 4, it said, "And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things." Meditate on the word day and night. It says in Genesis, the 13th chapter, that Abraham was rich. Because why? Because he had deposited the word that God spoke to him. He had deposited on the inside of him. You know, in Genesis, the 14th chapter, Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. And he planted the word seed. He planted the money seed. Why? Because he'd already had the word of the seed planted in his heart. He knew all about it. He knew how to do it. And as we read the scriptures and we think, you know, you read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. What an awesome chapter Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter is. I encourage you, every now and then I go reread Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, because it's so packed. It's so powerful. But the end result is, do my word. Do my word. God's word is a covenant platform for prosperity. You just think about it. You want to have wholeness. You want to have peace. You want to continue in well-being. Nothing missing. How do you do that? Do my word. Not my word, the word of God. Every place you see God talk about prosperity, the word of God is the basis. And we're not just talking about money. Get that out of your little pea brain, because that's so ingrained in us. Amen? It's not about just money. It's included in there. Finances is included in there. But it's not. That's not the end result. That's not the major deal. God is the all-controlling seed. The Word of God is the all-controlling seed. We read in Luke, the 8th chapter, the seed is the Word. The seed is the Word. In Hebrews, the 1st chapter, verse 3, it says, everything is being upheld by His Word. What an awesome statement. Everything is being upheld by His Word. The Word of God is God's eternal seed that controls all forms of increase in all realms of life. For your health to prosper, you have to have revelation on health. For your marriage and family to prosper, you have to have revelation of the Word of God for your marriage and your family. How do you get the revelation of the Word of God about something? You meditate on it. You pray about it. You pray into it. And God will open your eyes, spiritual eyes, and you'll see that. And for finances, you need the Word that deals with finances. Every increase in your life answers to the quality of the seed in your heart. Seed, remember, I'm going to try to drive this home. The seed is the Word of God. In Isaiah, the 60th chapter, verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise. To come up from. Arise. Your light has come. You know, it's to change one's posture. Arise. For that light. No man can change positions. No man can come without light. We need enlightenment to change. For us to change what we're doing, how we are, we need enlightenment. What is light? It says in Psalms 119, verse 130, the entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. The Word of God gives understanding to the simple. It gives me hope. It gives me hope that the Word of God is going to give understanding to me. Praise God. The light refers to spiritual illumination. When the Word enters into my heart, into your heart, it will bring light. When the Word enters into your heart, when you're meditating on the Word, I can't stress this enough. That's one thing that this. What Nan was sharing, these scriptures, this lady is sharing these things, bringing, when you meditate and you pray into scriptures, it brings light. It brings revelation. It brings you into the closeness of Jesus. And you know, we're all so busy, or maybe I'm just the only one. But we all get so busy. It's easy to get busy. Amen? We all, we got to listen to this, and we got to do this, and we got to, you know. It was amazing. I was gone to a school, left Wednesday and Thursday and Friday in avionics school, and I didn't listen to the silly news hardly any. And I didn't miss anything. But you know, we can get so wrapped up in all this stuff that's going on. Amen? The light refers to the spiritual illumination. Illumination, when the Word enters into our hearts, it will bring light. when the word enters into our heart, it will bring light. Any seed, put this down, remember this. Any seed, any illumination, any revelation that I don't put into practice, remember the parable in Luke the 8th chapter, any seed, any illumination, any revelation that I don't put into practice is subject to the thief taking it from my heart. And I was going over that, and it reminded me of this school I went to. I mean, it was 16 hours of sitting there studying how to do certain things in the airplane, how to do everything. And I got to remembering. I went to this thing about 2 years ago, not as intense as this was, but the same thing. And I told them when I left, I said, we need to do this once a week or I'll forget all I learned. If you don't put it into practice, if you don't go get in the, they've got simulators that you don't have to fly and spend money flying around, but if you don't put it into practice, you lose it. So any principle we hear that is not brought into practical experience is stolen away. When you hear the word, when you meditate on it, and you get an illumination, you get a revelation on that word, let it be brought into practical experience in your life. Then the word will produce 30, 60, 100-fold. And the thief can't steal it out of your life. Amen. I mean, it's just a fact. That's what happens. When we get a revelation, we need to put it into action. When the word becomes a practical experience, when it comes into being, nothing can take it away. Now, something I've come to realize, and I've taught, we can give it away by negative confessions. But the thief can't take it away. But we can give it away by negative confession. Why do you think it's so important when someone has a healing? I'm just going to use healing because we all. But when someone has a healing and the enemy comes and tries to put a symptom back on you, and if you start confessing that symptom, you lose your healing. He didn't take it from you. You gave it away. I mean, we say that the enemy took it. No, the enemy didn't take it. You gave it away. Dong, dong. The light comes on. Amen? Praise God. I received a miracle and I got healed and I don't hurt anymore. I don't do anything else. But then some little ouch comes and, oh, I'm just, blah, 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 blah. I just threw it out. I just gave it away. I'm not saying it's easy. Meditate on the word. Stand in the word. But it's so important. It's not mind over matter. That's not what we're talking about. You know, it's so easy to get into the thing. It's mind over matter, mind over matter. That's the Western way of thinking. That's not God's way of thinking. God's way of thinking is, but don't confess and give it away. Amen? So important. Not to speak negative confessions. I mean, I hear people doing it, and I go, when we enter in, when we get a revelation of the word, then you will change your position. When you get a revelation, it changes you. It will change your way of thinking. And we have to allow that to be fruitful and to do that. When you receive illumination, when the light bulb turns on in your, between your, I call it between the dark spot in between your ears, you know. When that happens, you can't stay the same once you have a revelation. Once you see something that you haven't seen before, you will be changed. Allow the Word of God. Allow it to change you. Can we do that? Can we allow the Word to change us? Amen? When we receive illumination, be changed. Let it become a part of our life. Let it become a part of it. Let it be worked out in experience. Remember what we talked about a while ago? When you get a revelation, when you get an illumination, and you don't let that become an experience, experiential in your life, if you don't let that, let it become worked out in your life, the enemy gets, and you've lost it. And you know what you've done? You remember it. You just become religious. You can say the words, but nothing happens. I don't want to be religious. I want to be walking with Him. I'm going to be walking and talking with Him and living and doing what He tells me to do. Amen? Is that what everybody wants to do?
Amen.
I want to be the light shining in the darkness, and that we got plenty of darkness around us. If you don't believe it, just turn the TV on. Don't get me started on that. But you can't stay the same. You can't stay the same once you have a revelation. That's the reason it's so important to meditate. Read the Word. Meditate. Pray into the Scriptures. Pray into the Scriptures. Pray the Scriptures. Get a revelation. And let it become experiential. Let it become part of your life. Amen? Father, we thank You and we magnify You and we glorify You. Lord, You said that Jesus said that the Word is the seed. And Lord, we thank You that we have seed time and harvest continually. We have seed time and harvest. And Lord, let us see the Word. Let the Word illuminate us. And let it change us. And let it become experiential in our life, so that we don't lose it. And Lord, we thank You and we magnify You. Lord, just come this morning. Give each one here this morning a revelation of You. A revelation of Your goodness. A revelation of Your greatness. And Lord, let us come into the place that You desire us to be. Let us be the people of God that You've called us to be. Lord, that as we meditate on the Word, we see the Word, let that Word change us into being more like Jesus. Lord, that people will see Jesus in us. Lord, Our cry this morning is that the people around us, the people in the world, will see Jesus in us. And let your word, let the word seed come alive in us and have fruit. And we thank you and we magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen.